The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, is our nation's safety net against hunger. But when families aren't working, they don't have any income. And so that food supplement doesn't cover their food needs. And so that's why there's many lines for us at food banks. But we're anxious. We don't feel like we will have enough food to meet this unprecedented demand. And those checks that are coming, people are going to have to eat in the meantime. And I think our lines are going to be long for many food banks across the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see these people. And you say so many of them have never asked for any kind of assistance before. And you think back to what President Trump was saying moments ago, that for most of these people, they were enjoying an economy that was really going gangbusters and was lifting so many people. You've asked for $12 million from the federal government and also believe that you might need military help from the National Guard. What role would they play? And do you think you're going to get that money?
Well, we're very hopeful, right? And so that $12 million is just to cover a four-week period to be able to purchase the food that we need to distribute. You know, our volunteers have been fantastic, really rallying, in some ways putting themselves at risk. We operate under the COVID-19 protocols, keep them distanced with masks and gloves. Families drive through these pop-up distributions in their cars. But it is the fatigue that's setting in. It's the amount of work to be able to meet this demand that is causing us to reach out to the Texas National Guard and the National Guard for food banks to get help, because it's a crisis. And we don't know when this crisis is going to end, but we're optimistic that people will step up. And we've been inspired by so many people that have really come out and serve and are helping these families. I met a family in the line yesterday. Both of them work in our hospitality industry in downtown San Antonio. Both husband and wife were laid off. And so that's why they were there to get food. Their last paycheck is gone. Yeah.
I mean, you think about these kids in the cars, you know, with their mom and dad, just sort of, I imagine, nervous about being in a line like that, never having done that before. And we're thinking about all of them. And you can go to thefoodbank.org online and support the local food bank in your area. Eric Cooper, thank you so much. Best to you this Easter weekend and to all the people waiting on those lines and all those you're serving. We thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you.